Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of a heaven-bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2742, first written December 21st, 2020. Acts 22, verse 6. And it came about as I was on my way, approaching Damascus about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me. Our verse is found in the context of Paul giving his defense in Jerusalem. He tells what happened years ago as he's on his way to Damascus Road, on his way to persecute more Christians. Jesus appeared in the vision. Paul couldn't see, but then he did see, spiritually. He came to understand who Jesus was. He was baptized, and he spent the rest of his life proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And what follows are a series of four questions. Great questions in the context. Great questions to ask family and friends. Let's take a look at these four questions. The first question, why are you persecuting me? That's found in verse 7. We had asked, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you living the way you're living? Why are you thinking the way you think? Many people don't know. They're just doing what everyone else is doing. Many haven't put much thought behind that. Many don't think that deeply. Just getting through the day in one piece is all that they're about. However, they never realize that what they did yesterday is likely what they're going to do tomorrow. These days add up quickly to be a week, and then a month, and then a year. And before you know it, it becomes a lifetime. This is why many at a retirement age, and they're still broke. They're broke because they have not given much thought until tomorrow. They haven't anticipated a time when they wouldn't be working. Living the paycheck to paycheck works as long as those paychecks keep coming in. But once those paychecks stops, then reality hits. Why are you talking the way you talk? Why are you thinking the way you think? Are you just repeating what you hear on TV and what you find on Facebook? Each person must give an account of himself before God. It begins with, why are you doing what you do? The second question, who art thou, Lord? That's from verse 8. Who is Jesus? And how we had asked that question. Is he God? Is he good? Is he real? Is he alive? Great questions to ask. 4 years of liberal college may lead them to think that Jesus is make-believe. To some, he's no more real than Santa or the Easter Bunny. And with that smug answer, they've removed any reason to be spiritual or obedient to God. But don't settle for that. Where's the proof? Historically, there are layers and layers of evidence that Jesus was real. And what about the Bible? If Jesus isn't real, and if he's not God, what about all those pages in the Bible that says otherwise? What about the fulfillment of prophecy? What about the miracles? What about the sermons? And greater than that, what about the Bible itself? Where did the Bible come from? If not from God, then from whom? And why isn't there any other book even close to what the Bible is like? How does the Bible talk about things that were not known in that time? Some things to ask ourselves as we think about that. For many people, this gets too deep, too quickly, and they just don't want to think about those things. But who is Jesus? That's a great question. The third question in our context, what shall I do, Lord? That's found in verse 10. What does God want you to do? Just be happy? Do whatever you feel like? Every person does their own thing in their own way. Is that what God wants? Would that work at home? Would that work in the business? How would a person know what God wants them to do? Their feelings? Or could it be written down so it would be the same for every person everywhere? Finding the answer to this question takes one to the Bible. There one sees the goodness of God and what God's will is. There one comes to find what pleases the Lord. One learns how a sinful and broken person can be right with the Lord. One sees that heaven is possible for all. God has been patient with us and loving toward us. There is something that God wants you to do. What have you been doing hasn't worked. It's time for you to find out what does work, and that leads you to the way of God. And then the final question, the fourth question, why do you delay? That's found in verse 16. What's the holdup? If you understand that you need Christ in your life and he can save you from your sins, why not take hold of that? Afraid of what others might think? Afraid that you can't do it? Afraid that it will change you too much? Afraid you won't fit in? Don't delay. Don't stop forgiveness and grace from being a part of your life. Don't stay in the wilderness of sin. The family of God longs for you to find God and have what they have. There's no better time than just right now. Paul had to face those questions. Paul became obedient to the Lord and was baptized. Those same questions are ageless and timeless. They will lead you to becoming obedient to the Lord, and they will lead you to being baptized in Jesus Christ. Four great questions. Four questions to ask others. Four questions to ask myself. Four questions that can really make a difference. Thank you so much for listening.